Good morning, people. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, August 27th, Thursday. This is the Social Podcast Network. Check out our page, socialpodcastnetwork.com, to find all of our 9 wonderful podcasts. I hope everyone's doing great today. I feel terrific. I'm a little tired. Ran this morning. You know, it's getting later into the year. Sun's coming up a little later. Tried to run at 6 in the morning. This morning got up at... It takes me an hour to get basically moving before I can think about running. I know my buddy Carlos gets out of like bed at like 5:50 in the morning and goes and runs. I can't do that. I gotta have coffee. I gotta sit. I gotta just get my shit together a bit. But this morning I got up. I didn't have a good sleep last night. I was struggling. I remember I was up at 1. I thought, you got 4 hours. 4 hours, that's a long time. If I was at work and I had 4 hours left, that'd be forever, right? But when it's sleeping, it's not much time. And I think I went back to sleep, and next thing you know, the alarm's going off, and it's time to get up, and then off I go. But this morning, I started running. It was still dark out. There was no sunshine. And my hip was hurting, and my foot's been bothering. My foot feels better, but now my hip is kind of... It's just tight. You know, it's everything's tight. You get old and everything tightens up. And then you run when you're old and everything's just tight and on tight. So my hip was tight and, you know, looks like I've been shot running down the street. But, you know, give it a few feet. It starts to work its way up. Kinks start coming out. But I'm just not really mentally into it right now. But, you know, I struggled. I got through it. I did my 4. Maybe a little less than 4, if I'm going to be honest. Let's be honest, right? A little less than 4, but, you know, I grinded it out, finished, and then get a text from Carlos this morning. Sorry, overslept. Have a great run. I'm like, you lucky bastard. You know, it's funny. We, you know, my buddy James and Carlos, you know, we commit to each other so that when that moment comes and I don't want to go, I have made a commitment to somebody else that helps me show up. It's sometimes just that last part I need to show up. Most of the time, I'm 90% into it. Sometimes it's that last 10% of a commitment that I make with somebody, whether it's James or Carlos, you know, that helps me complete the deal, right? And this morning, of course, I was there at 6. Carlos is always late, so I usually just take off. And then we catch up, you know, eventually. But I was like 3 miles into it, 3.5 miles. No, it was about 2. I was 2 miles into it, and I get a text, overslept, have a great run. And I'm like, shit. You know, just like, if I could have, I'd been like, fine, I'm going to get in the car and leave. But I was 2 miles away, so, you know, that's why I always run half the distance that I want to run away. That way I eventually have to come back. I can either run it or walk it, but... So I ran back. But I was like, damn. You know? It's a lot like sobriety. You know? Kind of get into the program, and you meet people, and you kind of sign up to kind of do this together with this group. I mean, not an official sign up, but that's what we do, right? And, you know... Last night was pretty awesome. I got to my first meeting in probably like 4 months.
Having a good time. Having a sunshine.
Oh, stop his hair, please, and dicks jump everywhere. Surrender no sin. Down the hill fell Jack and Jill, and you came tumbling after. Surrender no sin. Now run for away your tears and drink a whole two happy years, and you may find a lifetime pass you by.
You know, that was, it was awesome, people. You know, shame on me, really. Shame on me. I mean, there are opportunities at these Zoom meetings to get to. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to really try to figure out and explain it. I just know that I haven't been into it. But I have not felt good for a while. I've talked about it. I've been depressed. I'm moody. I can't seem to find any happiness. I'm staring at my kids laughing all day, wondering where the hell, what's so damn funny? Why are you so happy? I'm muttering around. I'm cynical. The glass is half empty. And the reality is I need to go to a meeting. And I went last night. Thank you. So good. It is my medication. For an alcoholic, regardless of all the bullshit, regardless of all the, you know, the self-centeredness and the lack of humility and all the bullshit, the reality is I'm an alcoholic, part of an alcoholic program. And the medication for that is to go to a meeting. And don't drink. Don't drink and go to a meeting. That's it. It's very, very simple. And it took 3 or 4 months of this stuff that's been going on for me to realize it. And I shared this, you know, it was a topic meeting. So we had a guy come in, I guess, and you know, he shared 10 or 15 minutes and talked about, you know, some of his story. And then it was open. And he, you know, of course, his topic that he chose was the promises. And he read the promises. He read the 10-step promises. I love the promises. That was the topic. And I immediately shared. I needed to share. And I said, you know, I've always considered the promises AA's way of telling me nicely the things that I need to work on. You know, and that's great, you know, because I'm not sure if they said, this is your problem and you need to work on it. I'd be like, ugh. But, you know, like, listen, if you work this program, these are the things that will happen in the end. And they're amazing. Most of the promises have come true in my life. And I shared this last night in the meeting. I said the one that I still struggle with is financial insecurity. And I don't know if I'm that fearful of it or if I'm just making something out of nothing. You know, it'd be one thing if I didn't go to work or if I was doing something and it was creating the situation where I wasn't making any money. And Yeah, I'd be concerned, but I get up every day. I would go to work. We create other things. You know, I'm working. There's no sense. Like my buddy Matt used to always say, as long as you're not smoking crack and paying for hookers, it should work out. And I'm not. I'm not doing any of those things. So, but that's, you know, I still get freaked out on money. And then when you get money, then you get even more freaked out. It's crazy. Financial insecurity. And that, you know, maybe I'll just take a second and analyze that for a minute or look at that. Because like the first step, maybe one of these promises, sometimes some of these things are a little bit more hidden. The fear of financial insecurity. I mean, what is that? To me, that means being broke. But what happens if that means having money and being all fucked up over it? You know, my wife and I, we were going to do an upgrade in our kitchen, and my in-laws were like, listen, we'd like to help out. As soon as they said that, there was tension between us. Like, you know, all of a sudden now there's an issue. We started to kind of, not really fight, but started to have like, a little, I don't know, there was a tenseness. It was tense. We never had that issue before. This wasn't because we didn't have any money. This was because we got a little extra money. All of a sudden now we want to start, you know, we've lived in this house for 25 years. We wanted to upgrade our kitchen. You know, nothing big. You know, not gold leaf, you know, faucets. Just standard. We live in a mobile home. You know, we wanted to upgrade it just a little bit. Then all of a sudden they're like, you know, here, we give you guys a little money and you guys can do something with it towards the house. Then all of a sudden you shouldn't throw good money at bad. It's a trailer. It's all this shit. All of a sudden, now we have problems. Because we got too much money. And don't be reaching out because it wasn't that much. So now we have all this other drama because of financial insecurity. Financial insecurity. I don't know why I immediately think that that means I'm not going to have money. I think what it means is when it comes to money and finances, anything goes. Full spectrum of emotion come with that shit. But whatever. It was a great meeting. I got to share. I put like $8 in the basket. I put all the money I had in my pocket in the basket. And it turns out they have 4 meetings in this one church throughout the week. I said, I'll be back next week. It was great. I feel so much better. Now I'm like kind of, you know, searching around for trouble. What's the matter? Nothing, man. You feel good. You sure? Yeah, you feel good. You want to make something up? Nah, I think I'm going to go with I feel good. And I do. I'm going to go with it. You know, I shared about yesterday at the meeting about this, you know, the evolution of the first step, you know. And the funny thing, the step hasn't changed. Same words, same book. Falls in the same place. Just like all the steps. But I change. You know, just because I got sober doesn't mean I'm constantly changing for the better either. It's one of the nightmares of getting sober. The reason I get sober was some dramatic event. Every day that goes by, that dramatic event memory fades. And then it's constantly evolving. And then I start taking over. And that's when the shit gets messy. The steps have always been the same, you know. You know, one of the things I was saying, you know, and I do a lot of thinking at night when I'm going to bed. My wife makes me go to bed early, 10, 10:30. She used to. She doesn't really make me go to bed, but I'm getting older, try to get a good night's rest. But, you know, one of the things that I tend to slip into, and which brings me a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress and being annoyed and, is getting in other people's business, not minding my own. Mind your own. Mind your own business. It's a funny saying, right? Mind your own business. Oh, excuse me, sorry. But they're saying, why don't you mind your own business? Like, focus on yourself. Why is your nose pointing over this way? And what happens, really, for me, and we're in this kind of this time right now where everybody has a fucking opinion about everything. We got all these experts, right? Including myself. You know, I spend a couple hours watching YouTube, and all of a sudden, I'm an expert at everything. And Carlos has texted me. Do you want to coffee? Yes, I want to coffee. I'm gonna write. Yes, I want to coffee. Whatever that means. But yeah, I mean, it's everybody's an expert. And I was trying to explain, you know, I've all of a sudden I'm fascinated by the Egyptians, you know, and these, you know, these caves that were carved out in India and just the technology that was used in a time where their technology didn't exist, you know, finding these things that were done, but no real explanation on how. You know, and then they're saying, oh, well, they think the Egyptians found all this temple stuff, all this pyramid-y stuff, and then they just basically kind of put their name on it. I'm like, it's like me going over to Wawa and then drawing my name on the side and saying, yeah, I built this building. And then, you know, putting some decorations and shit on it. But they're saying that they think this is an idea, that a thought, but they're saying that some further advanced civilization existed prior, and then the Egyptians showed up and then kind of claimed it and said it was theirs. Same thing with Machu Picchu. You know, there's on my way, and I'm stopping at Dunkin' Donuts. I will get you one. Great. Great. Go help yourself at the rookery next door. What a clown. But these in India, they carved out these giant caves, basically just came up to a side of a rock mountain and started carving it out, these monks. And the intricacy of the carvings and, you know, these goddesses that are carved in it with these little skulls in the crown around their head, which are hollow. Like, you can't do that. There's 850 years ago, they weren't, you know, they didn't have a Dremel, right? They didn't have a... You know, whatever it is they freaking use today. I don't even know if they could do it today. They'd probably make it out of plaster Paris and glue it on. But to carve, you know, and this guy's like, look, if you stick this, I can stick this thing through the eye of the skeleton skull on this crown. And it's like an eighth of an inch. You know, it's just what was done seems absolutely impossible for the time. But there it is, right? Somebody did it. Ancient technology. I saw this guy. His claim was that an alien, advanced alien race came to the planet from where, I do not know. Don't ask. And where they were from, they were going through, suffering through kind of what we are here in our planet, but a very early stage where, you know, the hole in the ozone and And this is what this guy was saying. Don't, you know, whatever. This isn't what I believe, but I think it's a pretty cool idea. But these people came, and then they somehow created a human from an ape, mixing one thing with another, which created the human. And the reason that they created the human was to harvest gold. And they harvested gold, and then they took the gold back to their planet, and then they put it in the atmosphere to reflect the sun, the UV rays from destroying their planet. And due to this, this is why humans have this fascination with gold to this day. A fascination with a material that really is pretty useless, right? You can't do anything with gold. If you play Minecraft, have you ever played Minecraft? My kids love Minecraft. I love Minecraft. But in Minecraft, you know, you can find gold. Really, there's not much to do with it. In fact, It's pretty worthless in Minecraft. I mean, you can make a shield, you can make tools, but they don't have They don't last. They break down very quickly. It's just cheap, soft, shitty metal. But for some reason, you know, it has value to us. Maybe it was because in our past life it was used to protect the aliens that created us in the first place. I don't know. I think it's a fun thought. You know, if you're big into God and, you know, all that stuff, it kind of cramps your story a bit, but I think it's kind of cool. You know, it's hard for me to believe that we are the only people in the universe. I mean, we're such a small speck. It's funny when I watch, like, shows about the space station, you know, last month when they were shooting up SpaceX and they were going on to the space station. And I've seen, you know, Joe Rogan had a guy on his podcast who was on the space station for 364 days, which is kind of fucked up because the 365 days, NASA gives you a patch for your jacket that says you spent a year in space. They brought him back 364 days. No patch. Fuck that. But he was saying, you know, that you look down at the planet, and we've seen the planet so much now that it really has lost its excitement. But all of a sudden, what was that movie with, I forget her name, and she gets stuck out in space, floating in a spacesuit. All I kept thinking about is, where is, like, Jesus and the whole, you know, the Bible and the whole story? What's that? How does that relate to you when you're floating in space? You're not part of that world. You're really just not part of anything. You're just floating out there. Very, very strange. But aliens, the thought of aliens is very fascinating to me. And I was trying to explain this to my buddy James, and he's like looking at me like, what are you talking about? I don't know. So it happens when you go to a meeting. All of a sudden you're like, yeah, I got stories. I feel good. But it's going to be, I need to get back to having a meeting, or at least one meeting a week in my life. It is a, it's my medication. It's my church. How's everybody doing? How's everybody's sobriety? Are we hanging in there? We got this? Any questions? You know, I think about, you know, going through some of these, the big book and stuff, and I've mentioned that I don't want to get in any trouble, and I don't want to be the thing that somebody hears that makes them go, I don't want to get sober, or, you know, whatever. I kind of feel like that if that's what it takes to steer you from getting sober, you probably don't want to be sober, right? I told you before how this program never worked for me because I just didn't want to get sober. But, you know, today I do. I wonder if I can read a daily reflections. I mean, how much trouble can I get into today? You're fired. Daily reflections. So I like reading the daily reflections because it sometimes I'll talk about something and then I'll read the daily reflections and I'm like, oh, that kind of relates. Daily reflections. What's today? August 26th? Mm-hmm. No, it's August 27th. Huh. How do you get to the 27th? Daily reflection. Let's just do that. Search. Daily reflections. Let's see what they say today. What do they have for us? Okay. Centering our thoughts. When World War II broke out, our AA dependence on a higher power had its first major test. AAs entered the services and were scattered all over the world. Would they be able to take the discipline, stand up under fire, and endure? I will center my thoughts on a higher power. I will surrender all to this power within me. I will become a soldier for this power. feeling the might of spirituality army as it exists in my life today. I will allow a wave of spiritual union to connect me through my gratitude, obedience, and discipline to this higher power. Let me allow this power to lead me through the orders of the day. May the steps I take today strengthen my words and deeds. May I know that the message I carry is mine to share, given freely by this power greater than myself. Ooh, that's deep. You know, that's kind of, it's interesting. You know, when World War II broke out, our AA dependence on a higher power had its first major test. AAs entered the services and were scattered all over the world. You know, this COVID-19, you know, we haven't been entered into the services, but we have been, we've lost the ability to go to meetings. I mean, I went last night and it's starting to get better. Things are picking up, but there was a period there were no meetings. I mean, you could go to do the Zoom meeting, but to go, you know, in all my times of being sober, I've never not been able to go to a meeting. It's always, you know, if you can get to a meeting or if you can get to the liquor store, you can get to a meeting. And liquor stores were open and meetings were closed. And that was a first. So, you know, whatever. Interesting. I'm a little around the world here this morning because my wife is like, I wasn't feeling good this morning. And she's texting me and saying that she's, you know, over at urgent care. I don't know. It's very trying to focus and follow her. So forgive me. It's her time like this morning. You know, the real point of this podcast with today for really was from, you know, was to let everybody know that I got to a meeting. And if you need, you know, if you need to go to a meeting or you can get to a meeting, go to a meeting. If you're feeling kind of shitty and you're sober and you're feeling kind of shitty and it's because you haven't been to a meeting, then try to get to a meeting. I did, and it was great. And, you know, afterwards, I went and got some dinner for my son and my wife because it was his birthday, and I was, like, chatting with the owner, and he's going to come on my other podcast, and I was just, like, I felt like I was back to my old self a little bit. So, you know, figure out what's going on. If you're struggling with meetings, try to find one. They're starting to open up. This is good news. If you're just doing the Zoom, then that's fine. Do what you got to do. Reach out to your sponsor. If you're struggling with any problems, share them with people. Cut them in half. And, you know. I know what I was saying. It's just that it's funny that in that Daily Reflections, they talk about how the people going in the military were going to be spread out and probably away from meetings. And could they take what they have learned? At least this is what I kind of took out of it. Could they take what they've learned in AA and survive out in the real world, maybe even in times where meetings weren't available? And for me, I could, but it's the ice is getting thin. I don't think I would drink, but I can become such a miserable asshole that nobody wants to be around me. So anyway, get a meeting, stay sober, and if you have any challenges and you know, you can reach out if you want to talk or just tell me to go to hell. You can find me on my Instagram at I'm Sorry About Last Night Podcast. Hope all is well, and you know, I'll check in with you soon. Peace. Done by the mailman. What would you say? Every dog has its day. Every day has its way of being forgotten. Mom, it's my birthday. What you say? What would you say? What would you say? Have a great day. Peace out. Bye.